Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be with you. Lots to talk about, so let's dive right in. We got a lot going on in Volusia County. Surprise, surprise. But one of the things that I follow closely is how we help people in our community that are in a bad spot. And I've got a soft place in my heart for helping families that are homeless, especially when you see situation with kids who are not in control at all of their situations. There are plenty of people that would argue that, homelessness and people that are maybe out on the street, that some of it is self-inflicted. And the truth is, some of it is. But the kids didn't do it. So I care about that. And so because of that, I am really pleased to tell you that in the studio is another gentleman who cares a lot about that as well. His name is Mark Gellis. And Mark is the executive director of Halifax Urban Ministries, and they have a lot going on. And I'm excited to bring Mark in to talk about it. And so is this a financial show today? Well, you know what? We're all in this together, and there are financial considerations of homelessness and chronic homelessness, and especially for the kids. And what will that cost us as a community long term? I can't answer that question. You think about that. So, Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, David, thank you so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And so Mark is the executive director of Halifax Urban Ministries and has been serving as the executive director since August of 2015. He had been the director of development for 3 years prior. And he moved to Daytona from Chicago in 1976. So you know what? That almost makes you a native.
I think so. I've spent more of my life here than I did up north.
All right. Well, very good. And so a lot of backgrounds, a lot of sales and marketing work, and also involved with really helping, I could see a tie in looking at your history, a tie to finances. And then, of course, with a lot of people don't know this about Halifax Urban Ministry, about the ministry element to this. It's a faith-based organization.
It is faith-based. We were established by three Methodist churches and a Jewish synagogue that got together and realized in 1981 that working together, they could do more to help the poor and homeless among us than they could on their own.
That's excellent. What a wonderful combination. I know there's a that sounds like a three Methodists and a Jewish person walks into a bar. No, that's very good.
Today we're supported by over 40 churches throughout the community.
Wow. Well, you know I'm Methodist, so I of course love that story. So the background also, bachelor's degree in biblical studies, no surprise there, leading to your ordination. And I just love what you're doing with this organization. There's a lot of wonderful things happening. There's also some, you're taking on, I tell you, you're brave, Mark. You're brave. I'm going to give you credit. Get a lot of credit. Mark's one of my favorite people in the work he's doing. But I'm going to give you a lot of credit because you're taking on some challenges that, people sometimes, they want to sequester and kind of put this homeless issue off to the corner or maybe say, yeah, I'll help, but, kind of keep it quiet and kind of keep it over here out of the way, Mark, so we don't see it.
Yeah, that is the tendency of people. But unfortunately, the harder they try to not see it, the more visible the problem becomes. And I really think that both in the homeless arena of the families that we're here to talk about today.
Absolutely.
And the single homeless, we are making great progress as a community, and we're on the verge of really making the community a better place, not only for the homeless, but for the businesses, for the governments, and for all of us.
Absolutely. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, there's an economic impact from
there
homelessness.
There is a huge economic impact. We know that it costs $70 to put someone in jail for a night at best. At my family shelter, it costs $13 to house that same person. Plus, when they get out of jail, they're right back where they were,
sure.
And they haven't improved their chances
of a
successful life.
There's been no counseling. There's been no, let's help you figure this out, right?
Correct. Another number I have that really shows the impact, Halifax Health has a small clinic located at North Street where we serve the single chronic homeless. And they did a study in 2012 that showed that clinic saved the community $5 million a year off your and my tax bill.
Wow.
By diverting people from the emergency room to get their services there.
I love it. I love it. Well, let me tell the listeners, Mark, and we'll definitely be talking about this. And we'll talk about HUM and Halifax Urban Ministries in more of the things you're doing. But one of the big challenges that and opportunities, of course, what do they say? problems are opportunities in disguise or things that just haven't been figured out yet.
I need to remember that.
Yeah. So in dealing with the chronic nature of this, especially for families, I know that there is a very interesting, very significant, and quite candidly for me, I was like, when I first learned about it, I was like, wow, this is big. So this is the Hope Place, the Hope Family Community Center that you're hoping to open, no pun intended, by 2017. And so I would love for you to tell the listeners a little bit about that, and we'll be telling them why you're here to talk about it, because there's some things coming up. There's going to be a vote, a very important vote on June 16th by the County Council, Volusia County Council, whether yes or no to move forward with this project.
Correct. That is a critical date. And Hope Place, the community needs this more than most people could ever understand. Hope Place came about 4 years ago. I told our current director then that I had lived in a neighborhood and knew of an abandoned elementary school. One day when he said, I wish we could get the families away from the single homeless in the North Street area.
They've got two different needs.
Very different needs, separate, different right? causes of their homelessness, and we need to address them separately. Most families are homeless either because of a health tragedy or an economic right. event in their
job
life.
Job loss.
Yeah. And once a family's put out of their home, it's $3,000, $4,000 just to establish a new rental unit
sure.
with all their deposits.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
It's traumatic for the children and the parents. How yeah. would you feel if you had to take your kid and live in the car for a while? It's devastating.
Brutal.
And we serve those people now, but we do it in the wrong area on North Street, and we only have 94 beds, and we've been full almost virtually all year, and 147 people were not able to get into our shelter last year. There's a tremendous need.
So an unmet need. Yeah,
it is an unmet
need.
Now,
tell people where North Street is. They aren't as familiar with the area.
North Street is in central Daytona. How do I say this without painting too ugly
well,
of a picture?
Well, I'm only looking at geography here. Yeah. So it's
okay.
off of US 1.
It's off of US 1 between Mason Avenue and St. Paul's Church.
That's
How's
good
that?
Enough. That's okay. good enough. Okay. All right. So it's an area where, but because you have the single homelessness there also, there is some difficult situations that can happen.
And there is. The single homeless, we have six programs, and we provide them a hot meal there, a place to shower.
Which is wonderful.
And we want to bless those
Absolutely.
People. But we don't want to do it where we have children. The single homeless, we don't care if they have a checkered background or warrants. We just want to give them God's love and help them put a life back together. But we sure don't want those folks around little children.
Right.
So we need to get the kids out of there. And this opportunity for Hope Place has come together over several years of hard work to convert an elementary school that was designed to serve children
right.
in a family neighborhood with 15 acres of green space instead of these kids playing at a cement factory.
Right.
It's just such an opportunity. And it would repurpose a building that is really just has no real purpose now.
And no expectation. So this is an elementary school that no longer is needed by Volusia County Schools.
Correct. They use
and
it for
do
some
not have
storage.
Any expectation or,
no,
or need it, down the road.
Storage and some occasional meetings, but it will never be a school again. And now it can serve children in the community. And we have worked really hard on this project. We brought it to the point where the county council and the school board have agreed to have a transaction, and HUM will end up owning the property, and the county will give us a grant to help renovate it to
sure.
bring it up to the standards kids and families deserve. But and that will give us, for maybe a $3 million investment, something that would cost $12 million to replicate.
Absolutely.
And
now, but it's not, whose $3 million investment is it?
That is Volusia County's $3 million investment.
So they're recognizing that money now is a lot cheaper than money later.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's a financial decision on their part to not only address this great and important need, but also just economically, the cost of helping and addressing this problem. This is a way to do it very efficiently.
It's very efficient. It would cost much more to do this any other way in any other location. And I would love someone to do a long-term economic impact study, and this comes up all the time in meetings I'm at with the Commission on Homelessness, what the real impact is on this community. In lost business to businesses, the
sure.
medical bills that we pay in our taxes.
Absolutely.
And something that rarely comes in is when a child is homeless, he starts to do poorly in school. When a child is hungry, he can't perform.
Resources needed. Resources
yes.
needed. Resources needed for each thing you're going to say.
Each thing I'm talking about. Yeah. And that child ends up in a situation where he may not be a productive, successful citizen. If we can catch them when they're young and prevent this from happening, how do you put the dollar value on that?
Right.
I don't know, but we all know it's critical.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just joining us, Mark Gellis in the studio with me today, Executive Director of Halifax Urban Ministries. Some website information for you, halifaxurbanministries.org. Pretty simple. You can go learn a lot more about what's going on with Halifax Urban Ministries. And lots of great things that they're doing. I've, of course, enjoyed being a supporter of this organization for many years, and I encourage you to do the same. We're going to grab a quick break, come right back, and talk a little more about what's happening with Hope Place and how you can get involved, how you can support this initiative and help make it happen. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice & Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice & Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, Chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440. For more information.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Gellis in the studio with me, Executive Director of Halifax Urban Ministries. And it's such an important thing, and I want to tell you more about what's happening with Halifax Urban Ministries and the Hope Place, Hope Place Family Community Center. So just to recap what you heard before the break, and I was even talking with Mark on the commercial break just to make sure I've got it straight in my head. So you've got an elementary school that's not going to be used. It was called Hearst Elementary?
Correct.
Okay, not going to be used by the school system. School board says we will give this basically to be this new Hope Place for homeless families.
Correct.
Okay, and so that's going to come. It's going to end up being at Halifax Urban Ministry. You guys are going to end up owning it. The county's going to receive it first, but the county is going to turn it over to Halifax Urban Ministries.
Yes.
And then they're going to provide additional funding to bring it up to speed for what you're going to be doing with it.
Yes, there are going to be extensive renovations. We're going to turn 2 of the 3 classroom wings into housing units for emergency housing and also several apartment units for more of a transitional situation. And then we're going to take about 20% of the living space and address an unmet need in our community called unaccompanied students. These kids, there's 180 of them in our school system right now. They don't have anywhere to go. They go to school. The bell rings. They're on their own.
Where are the parents?
There are no parents of record. A lot of them left a very abusive situation when they were teenagers. It's too late to put them in foster care.
Okay.
Yet these kids are winners. They go to school every day without anybody telling them they have to. And we're going to have 32 beds for those youths so that they can finish their education
and succeed. This is not one of those situations, Mark, where you build it and they'll come. This is, there's already a need. It's out there. It's on our street, literally.
Absolutely.
And you're just trying to corral it and bring these services together. And will you be bringing over the services to families that's through the STAR Center?
Yes, we run the STAR Center, and we want to do everything we do there, but on a bigger and better scale, okay. only for families. We will never serve a single homeless individual at this location.
Okay.
The goal is to separate them. But we will have three meals a day instead of two meals a day that we do now. We hope to have a bigger and better medical clinic. We hope to put in a VPK. Instead of sending kids off to a school, they'll have it right there on campus. We're going to have a counseling center with Catholic Charities. Possibly Stuart Marchman will be on site. So we really want this to not only serve the families that we have there for emergency housing as they transition to permanent housing, but we want those people in that general part of town to be able to access it. And as we've built this project, the vision just grew. 15 acres, the county is now committed to get the Department of Agriculture to come in and work on a community garden.
How cool.
County Parks and Recreation, there's a former baseball diamond there and a basketball court. They want to get all that stuff going and open it to the community because people in that neighborhood have to drive 5 to 6 miles to access a real good play area for kids. So we don't just want to do this for the people that are going to be our guests. While that's our primary goal, we have a wonderful facility that can be so much more.
So this can really open up opportunities and really benefit the community where the elementary school resides now.
Exactly. One I just left out, the county wants to put in a small library facility there, and Daytona State College is going to put in a computer lab and have adult education classes available there.
That's excellent.
The vision is amazing.
It's wonderful. So here's the big question. I mean, I'm sure with any change, Mark, there is going to be those that either just don't like change, period. Okay. I don't matter what it is, or they have concerns, or they have, they're not sure. And in some cases, people just simply don't, quote unquote, trust the system or don't trust, you know, what they perceive to be governmental action. You know, they're wary. So,
yes.
You know, I think that that's something that people need to hear this message of why this is so critical, the needs there, and the people are already there. You're just, you're connecting dots.
Absolutely. What you just talked about as far as that pushback, we really didn't experience until about 2 months ago. And I guess we're now experiencing all 4 years worth in a two-month period. It's something I didn't anticipate, but I'm on a mission not only for the people I serve, but for God, and I really am going to stay the course.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, Mark. That's good. And now the part of the course that you're on is county council approval.
Yes, on June 16th, they will be voting on the zoning change and possibly the grant. And that is a critical day. We need all the support from the community who can really look at this from a community and countywide perspective. Those commissioners are tasked with looking at the overall picture, and this will help so many hundreds of people each year throughout Volusia County. We need to focus on what it will do. And for the folks in that neighborhood who have begun to come against it because of some misinformation and misperceptions, we will do everything we can to bring them into the fold. I plan to put a community forum together and get these folks on a board to help us govern the services that we offer there.
Oh, that'd be
wonderful.
If
they don't want a service that we think is a good idea to open to the community, certainly we won't do it. Something else we learned as we had a meeting with them a couple of weeks ago was that they have a fear of an increase in crime in the area. Jim Dineen has promised to increase patrols in that area over a period of time.
And for people who are not familiar with Jim Dineen?
He is the county manager.
Very good.
He works at the will of the county council.
Okay.
So we're addressing those. And their biggest fear was outside homeless individuals that they see at North Street coming into their neighborhood.
The
chronic homeless person that is the street person, which is not who will be served there. There will be nothing for them there. And we have agreed that if the county wants to put in deed or grant restrictions to make it very clear that we will never serve that population at Hope Place, we're fine with that because
sure,
it was never our intent.
Plan, right?
Exactly.
Now, if people want to get more information, we've, of course, got your website, halifaxurbanministries.org, and there's a lot of resources there. And they can also, they can reach out to the county council, to the members of the...
I would encourage that. All of the council people at one point or another have seen my vision presentation.
I'm sure they've heard from
you. And actually walked through the campus at
really?
One point.
Wonderful.
So they know what this is and what this can do, but I think they need the encouragement and they need to hear from all the constituents through the county, just how much we need this for our children, for families, and for those students.
Absolutely. And then, you know, listeners can go to just Google, you know, Volusia County Council, and it'll pop right up, or volusia.org. And
yes,
you can
call them, email them, whatever you can do. We would appreciate it. And I've got another website set up now.
Oh, good, good, good.
It'll take you directly to the Hope Place page on our site, and you just type in www.hope.place.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
That's it. And
that's
that'll take you there.
That's pretty simple. All right. Now, all of this, okay, Beth's giving me the sign I need to take another quick break, Mark. We'll come back, though. I want to dig into how this fits into the overall mission of HUM, Halifax Urban Ministries, and we'll do that right after this quick word from our wonderful sponsor. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back. Mark Gellis in the studio talking with me about Halifax Urban Ministries. He's the executive director and talking about a wonderful new project, Hope Place. And Mark, you mentioned a website for specifically information about Hope Place. It was hope.place. Hope.place.
No .com, .org after it, just hope.place, and you'll get there.
All right. Well, hope has its place, and that's how you find it, Hope Place.
Yeah.
Hope.place. All right. www.hope.place. There we go. All right. So back to just real quick, and we'll talk about a few other things with Mark here, is if you want to get involved, that vote's coming up on June 16th, you can go to do a search, Volusia County Council. You can pull that up, and you can see your representative for your district, and you can email them if you want. And all of them are on the page, and you click on each one, and their email pops up, and you can communicate and say, hey, look, you know, I'm supporting this, and you want them to take a look and support what they're going to be doing. So, yeah, they've got quite an agenda lined up, but it's something that they definitely need to look at. So, now back to the overall picture of HUM. I know that one of the challenges that a lot of not-for-profits serving the homeless and other social services in general, is we have seen a decline in funding.
Absolutely. All federal funding that used to run a lot of our programs has been redirected toward rehousing programs, which are great, but they've left us with a great shortfall for the work that we currently do. And funding is down, and we primarily run on donations, always have at Halifax Urban
Ministries. I think people might be surprised to learn that. You know, the current budget is about $1.4 million.
Correct.
But if you look at that, where the money comes from, less... I was candidly surprised. I knew that you'd been working on that number going down, but less than 15% of funding is from federal grants. And so 85% from individuals, faith groups, businesses, organizations, and other partners you have.
That is correct. So it really is the community working together to help each other.
Well, if our listeners believe in what HUM is doing, Halifax Urban Ministries, then they'll certainly get behind you in this project and help to push this forward on this path. And the other thing that, of course, people are always very sensitive to, because we have seen, of course, negative and some abuse in this area, is how much of the money goes to actually serving and delivering your mission?
About 94 cents out of every dollar. Now, some of that is actually paying staff who deliver the services. I want to be clear on that.
Sure, but that's delivery.
And there is an agency nationwide that rates all nonprofits called GuideStar. And we just achieved a platinum rating at GuideStar this week for transparency and for credibility. So I don't know how you can get any better than that. And anybody's welcome to come tour our facility anytime. You can call me at 386-252-0156, and I'll let you lay eyes on what we're doing before you partner with us.
That's excellent. Well, I've done that, and I've taken tours of the facilities, Mark, and I just love what you're doing. And, you know, very often we forget that, you know, when we look at these needs and what needs to be done, you know, obviously there's a significant and critical need for money to make things happen. But it's sometimes easy to forget that people like you are right there. You've got your nose is right to the problem, and you're working on it. So we applaud what you're doing in this area, because it does take people to get it done, and people that care about what people's outcomes are in life. Because not everybody starts with the same, you know, the same set
no,
of cards, right?
As I say, well, we don't start that way, and we're not all cut from the same cloth.
That's right.
Just because we know we could do something or change something doesn't mean that the next person can. And we have to help those folks.
Yeah, and there are things that happen. And, you know, if you'd like to check out more about Halifax Urban Ministries, go to the website. I gave it to you. It's halifaxurbanministries.org. If you want to learn more about the Hope Place, you can just go to www.hope.place. And Mark mentioned GuideStar, which is the charity rating, not-for-profit rating service, and it's guidestar.org. So plenty of resources here. Glad to have you as a resource, Mark, for our community. Mark Gellis, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of Halifax Urban Ministries. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.